Okay.
Good evening. I'll open the February 21st, 2023 Planning Commission at 6:30 PM. There's something missing on my sheet here. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
That flies back.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Terry, are there changes to the agenda?
There are no changes to the agenda this evening. I do have an announcement later, but no changes.
Okay. Is there any public comment for items not already on the agenda? Seeing none? Okay. Approval of minutes from January 18th, 2023.
I make a motion to approve the January 18th, 2023 Planning Commission meeting.
All in favor?
Aye.
I didn't see who seconded that.
I did.
Okay, thank you. All right. Preliminary subdivision, the reserve at Junction City, phases 3 to 6, file SUB-22-16.
Good evening, Commission. The agenda item summary is on page 13 of your packet, if you wanted to follow along. The preliminary subdivision, the reserve at Junction City, phases 3 through 6, is a type 2 land use application requiring a request for comment notice be sent to properties within 300 feet. Part of that process, and also on that notice, states a section of the Junction City Municipal Code. It's section 17.150.070A2C, which states that if someone receiving the notice feels that a public hearing is necessary for a full analysis of the application, they can request that in writing. And then staff takes that into consideration and determines whether or not a public hearing is necessary for or needed for that full analysis. And in this particular application, we received two such written requests. Staff did discuss that and determined that a public hearing would be needed for this application. There are many different elements, and it just felt like that was the appropriate thing to do. And so a public hearing has been scheduled for March 21st, so we will not be discussing this item this evening. It needs to be held over for that public hearing on March 21st. Notices for the public hearing were sent to that same group of 300 people that own property or live within 300 feet of that subject site. Those notices were sent out on Friday. So if people haven't received them yet, they will be receiving them in the mail in the next day or two, notifying them of the public hearing, how they can submit written comment if they would like to do that, how they can testify at the public hearing on March 21st. And so there is no action to be taken by the Planning Commission this evening, and I can't answer any questions about the application.
Okay. Fair enough. Thank you very much.
Letting
you know that I'm Terry Conlon, the
attorney, was here just for that
announcement, I believe. Yes. And I will be
signing off unless anybody wants me to stay
for
future
events. Have a nice evening.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Planning Commission, on to the next item. Planning Commission application review and possible recommendation.
Good evening, Commission. Page 23 of your packet. We currently have two vacancies. Both the alternate positions are vacant, and both of those are unexpired terms. Those terms go through the end of October 31st of 2024. And the requirements for alternates, per the bylaws and also per Junction City Municipal Code, the person needs to live within the 97448 zip code. We can have a certain number of commission members, too, that are in the urban growth boundary but outside city limits. and the remainder need to be inside city limits. There's also certain requirements. We can only have two members engaged principally in buying, selling, or developing real estate. We currently do not have anybody engaged in that, any of those businesses. And those are the requirements. The mayor, for vacancies, to fill a vacancy of an unexpired term, that is an appointment by the mayor. So the commission would be making recommendations this evening if they so chose. And that recommendation would go to the city council, and the mayor would be making that decision on the appointment. And the application that we received begins on page 26, and it's Mr. Albert Williams. And just a second here, I think we've got, may have that person online.
No, I'm right here.
Oh, you're here?
Yeah.
Okay, great, thank you. I'm so glad you're here. Okay. So, Mr. Williams' application and his letter is on page 28. And he is here if you'd like to ask him any questions.
Why would you want this high-paying job?
There's money?
It's in the hat.
Oh, yeah.
Take all you want.
How long have you lived in the area?
We moved to Oregon in July, and we bought a house here in October, so very recent.
Is that also how long you've worked at the dam?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, evidently you like the area and you plan to stay.
Yes.
Okay. If you bought a house.
Yeah, that's the plan at least. They told me that the winters here were mild. I disagree.
No, just a break.
Except for February.
Except for February.
Well, it's comparative. Where you're comparing it to.
We moved here from the long.
Yeah.
Right, because there's no...
No.
Time
no time on that.
Okay.
Anybody have any questions? Why would you like to do this, sir?
Well, if I may, I tried to point out, it's... without getting too existential with it, to have a positive influence on my community. I'm a new dad, and I've seen some things that I didn't like other places, and it's like, instead of complaining about it, why not do something about it? I was in the Marines, and they have a saying that prior proper planning prevents poor performance.
He left out a P.
Yes. Given the company, that's that's probably all.
Thank you.
But no, and I believe that. And then what I do for a living, too, I work in environmental compliance, and people often complain about how expensive it is. It's not if you work it in, and it's not if you plan for it, and then that gives you stronger outcomes in the end. So, I believe in it.
Well, speaking for myself, we're always interested in members that will show up to the meetings and participate. We've had a really good run of members for the last couple of years. I think Mr. Sumner's ill tonight, and I'm not sure what happened to Mr. Newman. He's never failed to, but this is our first night on a Tuesday, and he may not have gotten the memo, but I don't have any questions. I got here the same way you did. I didn't like the way things were happening, and so I thought I would do something about it, and somehow I got elected to the center chair after a while, so that would be you next.
Didn't show up one night.
I failed. I missed one meeting. I had to be out of town.
We got you good.
Yeah, you guys are like that. Everybody's here is pretty easy to work with, except for me and sometimes Terry. So, we have guidelines, and they're sort of here. I can't speak for everyone else. It's been out in the open. I'm a pro-build person, and I try not to impose unnecessary pain on somebody that wants to do something with their own property. And everyone here that I've been in business with now for a while seem to be pretty fair, so we appreciate somebody showing up that can read and think and adjust. Anybody have questions or comments or?
I also started as an alternate, I think it was about a year ago or so. And I had retired before that. I worked for the local power company for a quarter century. And I really cared about Junction City. Both my kids graduated the high school. They went to school here. I have pretty good roots in Junction City area, and I care how the city turns out. And I know right now it's in an expansion phase, so I wanted to be part of that. I don't want to sit around and complain about it. I want to be part of it. And I am pro-build also, to a point. I was born and raised in Miami, so I have a little different perspective about how much you can build. But I ended up becoming a full-time, I don't know what you call it, on the commission. And I really enjoy it because the people are really great to work with. And Junction City is just one of the best little towns I've ever lived in. I think it's great.
Thank you.
Well, the big question is, do you have a blue shirt so you can get the, you know, the code?
The memo.
The memo.
Does it have to have a color?
Close enough.
Get out all of this.
Okay, well.
Do we need a motion?
I don't think we need a motion. I think we need a recommendation or a consensus.
I'd like to recommend that we recommend him to the mayor.
Second. I second it.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Terry, if you could move that up the chain for us. Thank you. Thank you for coming in tonight. It's a lot easier when you get to see a person face instead of a paper. You don't know. Sometimes you get a paper and the person never shows up again. You never know who it even was.
Really?
That's odd.
So do you go by Al or Albert?
I go by Albert.
Okay.
All right, then. Well, we look forward to letting the mayor have their way with you. Okay. Presentation, updated planning commission bylaws. Terry?
Thank you. On page 29 of the packet is the updated copy of your bylaws. And they now state that the standing meeting date is the third Tuesday of each month. It is stated in the bylaws, so they were updated, and you'll see on the first page there that it shows the list of the updates, the dates of each of the updates on bylaws, and the most recent one was last month on the 18th. So I just wanted to make sure everyone had a copy. And
okay.
See that.
Thank you very much. Any questions, anyone, on that?
No.
No? Well, this is going to be a short meeting. Planning Commission agenda forecaster.
Okay. All right. I'd like to introduce my co-worker, Dawn Northam. She is co-worker who will be taking over the planning duties as of July 1st. And so you'll see her face here on a monthly basis.
Welcome, Dawn.
We'll be working
Thank you.
Together.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So she'll be gradually taking over the duties, and I'll be sitting in her chair, and she'll be sitting on her side.
Okay, then.
So what are you going to do?
I am going to be concentrating on records management. We have a number of, we actually have handwritten minutes, books of minutes back to 1878. The city was incorporated in 1872, so we, almost the full way back. And they all need to be digitized. They're all very fragile. So that's one of the big jobs that I'll be doing. But there's a number of other things related to records management that I'll be doing.
That sounds extremely tedious.
You're going to miss us before that.
It may sit in the audience.
I can see what's going to happen. Okay.
And then upcoming items, we have that public hearing next month. And we also have a preliminary partition that is anticipated to come to you in March. And that is a single large lot that the applicant has proposed to partition into three lots. It's on Prairie Road. And So I do fully expect to have that on the agenda next month as well. That's it, unless you have a question.
Being none. Okay, commissioner comments.
None to me. You're talking about the Super Bowl or something, is it?
This is a short meeting. I was expecting something to happen with all these people here. I thought they'd be throwing things at us.
I do want to thank you, Terry, for all of your work, because you've made it very easy to be able to sit here the way you've handled things and explain things, and I thank you very much.
Yes. Yeah.
Don, you got your hands full to cover our spot. So. Okay.
Big shoes to fill.
All right. Thank you very much.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Yeah. Aye.
Aye. Motion adjourned at 6:46. Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm assuming you were here for the thing that got moved. So we'll. Yeah, he did. We'll see you next time.